Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The DH, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting 7th. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Newman strikes out. 1 out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harbeck. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Harbeck steals second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Engel moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Engel moves to third. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatcher for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Engel scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Boggs goes all the way around to score. Stapleton moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nichols. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Engel is walked intentionally. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher scores. Washington moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 3 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nichols. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to third. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Randy Bush pinch hits for Ron Washington. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's 5-2, Twins. Mark Clear now pitching. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Houston Jimenez now playing shortstop. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.